Èdre 13 D avec Virgile Abella. Remembrance of a Premonition 2011.
The word of the man is the world of the machine. The limbless babies of the laboratories. The artificial sun shines at the head of the world, while obsolete freeways strangle anachronistic cities, providing monoliths for the future. Heads may be kept alive, separated from the torso. The future is a pill, and the world will fornicate in its cathedrals. Mother with son, brother with sister, father with child, no matter. Tears will vanish and saints be slain. The artificial lips of the new world will scream with a unique pleasure as they ride the high-speed lifts of the three-mile cities, each one numbered. Humanity's lidice will vanish. The art of murder will return, and death will be a gift. Death cards on sale. Unique verses. The happy art of the future will be the stench of corpses solidified with cold. Life will be breathing apparatus, will copulate with the ghost within the machine to the sound of silence and flame. Excellent. St. Clair gathered his things in a metal box and took his time.
Thank you. White, pale white, cardboard mountains of glass, pain. Torture of feet strumming in a snake death. I think I'd leave it at that and see if that would sound any better. It's different.
Dead fish glittered and smelt in the sun. It was dark. St. Clair cupped his hands and saw the sound of them. She had written on a scrap of paper, I kissed his twisted lips and swallowed his reeking stench. The crucified poet turned away as on the lonely mountainside of his mind he attempted once again to fuck her. Dog barked and vanished as suddenly, while on the fresh paper St. Clair wrote carefully, "Yellow, the mind of the crucified poet. Red, the barn doors are locked for good and never will. Purple, Jesus Christ was tall and elegant. Black, the safety of the darkness. Green, ugh, what am I to do in my mad mind and but never will. White, the wife lies clean and asleep. Box, metal splinters will tear the flesh with poison. 23 shades, and return to my position of better ways. Brown, the soil is my lifeblood. Nature, acting like a madman of dust. It's a mighty hard road. Paper, immateriality crunched balls. Cream, thick swells the fog in the glade of birth and world. White, cardboard mountains of glass. Pain, torture of feet strumming in a snake dell. Buzz, communication of fools. Ache, sea paper, madness. Evil grins the nightingale in a cold storm. Slow progress. We live in a drugged world. Add, machines are mightier than men. Pause. Lung cancer is a fearful pain. Height. Ancient civilizations are a myth. Uptight. Follow the leader, my merry idiot. Light. Heat my rattling bones of element. Chair. A refuge of the spirit. Coat. Slack sex strain and drink come summer. Tweed. Look down, here they come again. Star. A round man escapes from a watery grave. Glass. Nothing is ever wasted in a pit of silence. Orange. C3 and C-Swory. Spell. It's cold and black. With taffy. Obesity. The tired old drawers of a scrubber. Scrawl. Over the horsehairs in the blue mountain haze. Web. The sound of pollution. Engines. The big ass was painted on the plastic hull. Fading eternity. 2 + 2 = 0. Mother. The red rimmed arm. A gnarled crankshaft. Age. Their hot summer dress drips blood. Scan. See mother blast father. Tears. We drip on our tits and solidify. Loneliness. The skin of the juice is a cabbage of hell. Damp. Stained thighs mapped together. Peel, yard. Lavatory. The sinking well of formed existence. Musty. Suck my prick. Voices. Garbled messages stinking with iron. Fuck. An action remote from reality. Semen. The juice of grape in a crop dust. Tits. 17 times round the corner. Come. Eat of my education, wise man. Long. Ultra-luminous danger keeps clean. Unclean, the weapon continues to ooze. San Francisco does not exist. Water eating away remembrances. Smell the sound of my hands. Orange pigmented skin, green. High up in the galactic never. Foliage? Shameless. Small beetle crawls in the distance. White. Galoshed men in the stones of a city. Metal. Rough steel traps the hands of blood. Sad. The common saint fell to his knees. Anything. Anger. Wind. Car. Mine. He found a lost cause. Rain still looking through plasticine eyes. Saturday. Roly-poly. Smoke. 2 days left. Bronze, the Emperor is waiting. Black, so is the Archbishop. French, a functioning pain glows hidden. Gold, Judas in unison is a true love. Leaning, eventually the world will rend itself asunder. Down in the pit of despondency goes another voice, space. The ecosystem of man is a laughing matter. Blue, fools rule, and a fart's a fart. Book, 3 men and a woman. Soft, like putty, his eyes fell on glass. Chew, no escape, I'll drown in seed. Crush, a mathematical problem. Sweat, he died from the first shell that smashed him. Worry, the lonely pavements of nowhere. Happiness is drowning. Discovery with blurred vision. The year inside was completing its first cycle and busily manufacturing ash to be used as the final weapon of destruction. He had already become acutely depressed and conscious of growing pains, his genitals being the first to suffer. But there was more. The images on a perpetual screen getting larger and darker. She wasn't dead, he knew. Though all accounts indicated extensive termination, he knew. Her legs moved, and fortunately the pink was vivid still. The clean, sparkling, pure pink that he'd soberly compared to a Michelangelo painting. They had all laughed, he meant it, she knew, but that was before. and the year had reached its half, the pains were worse, his genitals were a burden, and the ash had spread to his lungs. Through his tears he remembered the first warning delivered to him in a sudden shock. The childish scribble had read, "Screeching Mama has written again. She is demanding satisfaction." At the time, he wondered if the confusion reigned because he had never drawn two tits alike. It had not been his forte, or because the other woman turned out to be a man. After that, the decline was swift. Finally, they crucified him to a woman, nailed to a wall, backwards. Mertag had contrived an escape, a debt to be repaid. St. Clair trembled violently, read through his day's work and added a final comment in invisible ink. "Long journey into night's inner spring from the fountains of truth will evermore be coming, and into the hot sand of the afternoon will creep ghostly figures of doom. My mind will cleanse itself in the red spring of the rocky mountainside, away from grim sentinels of power station chimneys emitting the smoke of disaster, till the land mutilated."
Come here. Boy. Hey. 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 Hey.
C'est toi qui parle.
Si je parle, tout le monde entend.
Pardon. Non. Si tu parles, là, il n'y a que toi qui entends parce que tu as le
casque.
J'entends ce que je dis.
Tu entends ce que tu dis.
Ouais, j'ai compris. C'est un appareil.
C'est pour enregistrer le son.
C'est pour enregistrer le son. Mais est-ce que ça enregistre le son pendant plusieurs temps?
Oui, le temps qu'il y a de la mémoire et des piles.
Bien ça. Merci.
Virgil Abella et Jean-François Laporte. Grace on the Radio. Improvisation à la friche de la Belle de Mai, Marseille, 2009. Thank you.
Thank you.
13 D. Fin.